Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Karen Lee Cohen, I'm sure, is more than familiar with that logo that we just played on the air. Karen, good evening. Welcome to Chicago. Welcome back to
Chicago. Good evening. I was trying to figure out where that was coming from. Yes, I'm very familiar with that. Good job producing, guys.
Thank you. You are an 8-time regional Emmy Award-winning producer. Now, if I've got this correct, you went to Columbia College, am I right?
I did, my last 3.5 years.
And worked, what TV stations have you worked for in Chicago?
Well, believe it or not, when I went to Columbia, I went to Columbia at night and I worked during the day. And at the day time, it was WBKB when I started the ABC station. And after I'd been there for a year, we switched to WLS-TV.
Right.
So that was my very first television job in Chicago.
Right out of college.
During college.
I mean, during
college. I was secretary during the day, and I went to Columbia at night. But the biggest part of my career in Chicago was at WMAQ-TV.
And what was your role over there?
I started as a production assistant. Then I became an associate producer. And then something called, I was in facility scheduling for a while. Then I was something called manager program administration and executive, not the station executive producer, but executive producer on a few shows. So that was really working my way up from the bottom.
Yeah. So what is the significance of the title of your book? It's About Time, My Award-Winning TV Adventure. I mean, that's a big encompassing.
I'm so glad you asked that. Well, it's about time. When I won my first Emmy, which was for a show called NBC Salute Chic Chicago, and it was when I was at WMQ-TV, and it was a music variety special, and it was the first time, and I was the producer. Uh-huh. And when I won the Emmy, I thought it's about time. What I said was it's been a long time. But at that point, I had been nominated so many times, John. Many, 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 many times, and had never won. So when I did win, I felt it was about time, and that seemed to be the right name for the book.
I understand totally. So a television career, is that something that you would suggest to, well, I suppose if somebody's interested in something, then that's right for them, but would you suggest television as a career to get into these days? Because I'm sure it's a different landscape than it was when you originally started.
Well, it's very different, but there certainly are still many positions in television and in streaming. And one of the biggest recommendations I would give to people who are interested in the industry is to explore all of it. If you can get in the streaming, go streaming. If you can get in at a television station, start out that way, go that way. If you can get in with a television show, go that way. So it's really, yes, the landscape is quite different. It's not as narrow. Yeah. So that makes room for more people. So, yes, I still encourage people to get into the industry. We need good people.
This is a little off topic, but it's just in the general area of entertainment. Have you, you have any opinion or reflection on this possible writer's strike in Los Angeles?
Absolutely not. I have no inside information. Yeah. I don't really have any friends or colleagues who are right. involved. So I really don't know the status of it. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, I can't go there.
No, I just threw that out there because it's in the news and
some of
the productions for streaming services, television networks, and all entertainment venues could be affected if they walk out. We're talking to Karen Lee Cohen, who has a book out called It's About Time, My Award-Winning TV Adventure. And let's talk about that adventure. What are some of the, who are some of the people, some of the celebrities that you have encountered in your time in television?
Well, some of I moved to LA twice, and I'm there now. But the first time before I ended up at WMAQ TV, I was with the Bob Hope Show.
Oh, really?
And I got to do one of the USO tours, so I got to travel literally around the world, Vietnam, Thailand, Greece.
Wow.
It was an extraordinary experience, John, and it was during the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
And I was able to see things firsthand that very few people got to do. And one of the stories I tell in the book is about how the Associated Press, we were told, had reported that Bob was booed. And I virtually sat at every show taking notes for editing, and I was there, and he was never booed. So it was an interesting time to be there, but the war was getting more and more unpopular, not that the war should ever be popular.
Right.
And Bob handled it just beautifully. I mean, he was out to help people get through Christmas, and he gave up most of his Christmases for touring for the different bases. So he was an extraordinary person to know. Della Reese, I'm sure most people know her from Touched by an Angel, but I got to work with her for almost a year on a show called Della. She was the first woman of color to have a music variety show, and it was a daytime talk show. And it was extraordinary. We had a full band, and it was Della was wonderful, and I was blessed to keep her as a close acquaintance and for many, many years, and I'm still friendly with her husband, Franklin, and knowing her has just been a great portion of my career and my life. And I like to say I had a major crush on Frank Sinatra most of my life. And who wouldn't, right? Certainly in our age range. And I had a show, and when I was program director in New York, I also executive produced all of our shows. And we had a show called Prime of Your Life. And I had hired a woman to co-host it named Arlene Francis, who is just a delightful woman to work with.
Yes, Arlene Francis.
One of the classiest people on earth at the time. And this story will tell you how classy the lady was. When I hired her, I knew that she and her husband were good friends with Frank Sinatra. And so at one point I said, could you get him to do the show? And she said, Karen, I promise you I will get Frank Sinatra. And a couple of years go by, and for whatever reason, we had to cancel the show. And Arlene came to me, and she said, Karen, I promised you Frank, and before we go off the air, I will get you Frank. And she did, and I got to spend a wonderful afternoon with him and our producer, Chris Salvador. We did two full shows. At the time, the show was syndicated, and so that's how classy a lady she was. Even though the show is being canceled,
right,
she went through with her commitment, and she got me Frank, and I got to meet him personally. It was really a wonderful thrill for me. There are some fun stories with people like Rod Serling. He was always he was a delight to work with. I worked with him on a show called Hollywood Radio Theater, and he was always adorable when we were in a session. If he wanted to tell an off-color joke, he would ask me to either leave the room or if I minded. He never told a joke without checking with me. And again, for a gentleman of that era, that was an appropriate thing to do, and he was just delightful. Al Roker, I got to produce a pilot with him when I was program director in New York. It's actually, the pilot never went anywhere, but it was actually the first time he did a talk show, and he's still a dear friend. I have a fun story with Lily Tomlin. I executive produced 8 Christmas in Rockefeller Centers, which at the time was a local show. It was before it went network. And we always aired it in prime access right before prime time. And we would, rehearse all day. And we had we were able to get the large chair. I don't know if you remember.
Sure.
In Laugh Ann.
You betcha.
She did her Edith Ann bit.
Yeah.
So because that Laugh-In was NBC and this was NBC, we were able to get the large chair of and so she could do the Edith Ann bit, and it was great. And we're in rehearsal, and she's such a consummate professional. She literally became Edith Ann. And at one point, we had some audio problems, and she's in the chair, and she's waving her feet back and forth, and she's going, well, we just can't do this because the audio's back and forth. Fortunately, her manager at the time calmed Edith Ann down. It wasn't Lily. It was definitely Edith Ann. And we were able to finish the rehearsal, and we were a little bit late in finishing the rehearsal, but we got to air on time. So that's my fun Lily Tomlin story.
That's a great story. We're going to take a break here, Karen, just for a minute. We're with Karen Lee Cohen. As you can tell, a vast experience in the business of television producing and the author of a book, It's About Time, My Award-Winning TV Adventure. And we'll do more of that when we come back on 720 WGN. Hey, John Landecker, thank you for tuning in at 751. Karen Lee Cohen has spent a lifetime of producing television and entertainment and has a great book out, which you should read if you're interested in this kind of thing at all. It's About Time, My Award-Winning TV Adventure. And I understand, Karen, that we have a mutual friend in Connie Foster.
Connie has been my bestie since my first year I went to Drake University. And that was a long time ago, and Connie is still one of the best friends I have, and she is like a sister to me. We're very, very close.
Connie Foster, in case people don't know, is an actor and in the Chicagoland area. And my connection with her is when I went over to perform with the SAG-AFTRA Senior Players, where we would stage old-time radio programs live in a theater, and Connie was a part of that and a good friend for quite a while, and I look forward to seeing her again. Every once in a while, one of those actors will pop up on, you know, the vast empire of Chicago Med, Chicago PD, Chicago Fire, Chicago this, Chicago that. So it's really sort of cool that we have that in common. I do want to ask.
And she's done a couple Chicago Med, you're right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I won't know it, right? I don't get a heads up. And I'll be sitting at home watching, and I say to him, hey, look. This is going to, every time I should know the answer to this, but I don't. What the heck does a producer do? When I see a show, I see producer, executive producer. Then I see sometimes three or four different names under one title. What is all that about?
Another question I'm really glad you asked, John, and it's one of the things I do in the book. I explain what a producer does, especially from the local television or from the syndicated standpoint. It's very different depending on what you're doing, whether you're doing a movie, whether you're doing a television show, whether you're doing a reality show. There really is no easy, you know, one explanation for a producer. But in local television, or at least as it was in my experience, basically most shows would just have a producer, an associate producer, if you had a big enough budget, production assistant. At WMAQ and also at WNBC, we had a pool of directors that would either rotate or work on a show. So the producer's the one in a local show and in some syndicated shows who is in charge of the content, of approving who the talent's going to be. Mm. It's basically the person who coordinates everything. Mm. Sometimes, most of the time it's the producer, sometimes it's the executive producer, and I worked in both areas. And I did a show called Joanne Carson's VIPs, and that was the syndicated show. And on that, we had a little b- bigger budget and mm-hmm. larger staff, and it was a producer, an associate producer, a talent coordinator, and writers. So it really depends on the structure, but producer in the way that I know it is the person who is responsible for everything. It's the person wow. or executive producer, depending right. on how the structure is. Making sure that everything goes on time and on budget and as we propose for it to be done. Does that answer it at
yeah.
all? There's more details in my
I'm sure there's a lot more to that because you see sometimes, as I mentioned, executive producer, producers, then there's more producers and more producers, at least in the movie industry at any rate. You see multiple names.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Movie industry is totally yeah. different. I refer yeah. to that a little bit in the book, but right. that's a totally different,
right.
well, a different thank you. Structure.
Thank you for clearing that up.
I did not
know that.
Well, that's something I hope people will learn from the book.
We've got to wrap this up here, and it's been great talking to you, but just... I mentioned that you went to Columbia College, and I went to college and majored in communication arts. What do you think the role of college is in establishing goals in this type of industry?
If you can go to college, I mean, to me, it's important to go to college for life experience. If you
right,
could
exactly.
possibly, even if you do
yeah.
it like I did, work during the day and go to school at night.
Right.
Columbia College in Chicago was particularly great for what we do because you could do everything. You would learn everything. I always felt as a producer, you needed to know everything that you were going to ask people to do, you know, writing and directing and camera work and pulling cables. You had to be familiar with all of that. And
yeah.
Columbia College gave me that background. So I think college is has an important role to play. And at Columbia and a lot of the other colleges today, we had a lot of internships. We were able to work in the industry while we were taking courses,
yeah.
and it gives you
yeah.
time to figure out what it is you it's really want,
you
to,
want
do.
To do. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Karen. A pleasure talking to you. I hope people get your book. It's About Time, my award-winning TV adventure, and good luck on future adventures, Karen. And thank you so much for being with us.
It's been a pleasure.
Have a great night.